We want to play an offensive tempo, high tempo game, very offensive. We want to move the puck, use our skill.
Watch a nice backhanded pass, top shelf goal by number 9, Jonathan Dagnall. That puck came free off a rebound. High slot, a shot set low, is setting it in for the goal. It's number 24 in Rayback. Scores off the post. Wow. Hits the near post and goes in for Hutchinson. Shot and goal on the slap shot from Henry Lockinen from the left point. Makes a move around one, shoots, scores! Whoa. What a move by Hunter Shiffman!
Chemistry seems to be off the charts.
It's awesome, the lines are all rolling. It's a lot of fun here, so we'll keep it going here, get some more wins.
And the wins do keep coming for the Chicago Cougars as we welcome you in here to Chicago Cougars All Access on SportsTownChicago.com. Chris Labosco here with you. A 4-1 against the Ileana Blackbirds is how it finished, and we have one of the players on the Cougars who had two goals in that game, and Anthony Svein. And Anthony, thanks for coming on. We appreciate having you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it was a good game for you guys. A little bit of a slow start, maybe just because of the couple extra days of rest that you guys had before the game. But you guys get a 4-1 win against a Ileana Blackbirds, who's a much improved team here in the second half of the season.
Yeah, it was a good game. I felt like, yeah, we came out a little slow, but as the game progressed, I thought we got a lot better. We started playing really good, and yeah, good thing we beat them.
Yeah, definitely. You guys are staying pace with the Dells Ducks, and actually that's the big series that's coming up now in the next coming week is you have them, and then also you're going to play the SCV Magicians coming up here in a little bit too. So those big games coming forward. But let's look at this Blackbirds game a little bit here. It's a team that you guys have seen a lot here as of late. How did that change things for you guys when you do see them so much?
Well, yeah, obviously seeing them a lot, you know, like what their best players, I guess, you know how they could, their systems and stuff. And, coach always tells us what to do and, just look around
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I lost you there a little bit.
Oh,
but yeah, we know their systems. We know what to do. We just got to be relaxed and we got to play and just look out for their top guys.
Yeah, and that was the guys who did end up, the one goal that came was one of their top guys in Griffin Mason. But other than that, you guys had eliminated what they wanted to do really well. I think they only had 24 shots total in the game. And most of those shots came in the first period. They had, I think, the most in the first. And then from there on, they really didn't get a whole lot on you guys. You guys really shut them down. For you as a forward defensively, I mean, how much of it is pride for you guys to shut teams down and not let them get as many shots that we see consistently happen for you guys?
It's really awesome, actually, because like without D-zone, you can't win hockey games. And when we shut teams like that down, it's always it's great on our defensemen, our forwards working together.
Yeah, that's one thing that I think the Cougars do really well is the forwards and defensemen working together defensively, but also offensively. There's guys always jumping up into the play, and you're on a fun line to watch, too, with the guys that you are with, and Gavin Nickerson and also Cody Rayback. I know you guys were split up a little bit before, but Coach has brought you back together. And, you know, just talk about being on that top line and really how it is you guys work so well.
Yeah, it's really fun playing with those two guys. I played with Rayback for, I think, like 3 or 4 years in AAA prior to this, so me and him have a lot of chemistry. And with Nickerson, yeah, he's just really good and he's really easy to play with, and we're just finding each other. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So talking here with Anthony Svein on SportsTownChicago.com for Chicago Cougars All Access forward for the Chicago Cougars. And Anthony, this is the first time we've had you on here for the Chicago Cougars All Access show. It says here that you're from Skokie, although I know sometimes that's not always correct. So you're a local guy too?
Yeah. I'm from Skokie, yeah.
Oh, okay, awesome. So then you said AAA hockey. Where is it that you were at before, well, not before the Cougars, but in your AAA days?
I played for the Chicago Young Americans for like since squirt major year.
Oh, wow, so quite a while.
And yeah.
CYA, one of the really good AAA organizations here in Chicago. That's one thing with Chicago too. We have so many. There's a lot of good club teams out here.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of great talent out here.
So when you look at it too, but you've spent a little bit of time here in juniors as well. Where were you before you came to the Cougars? You didn't come to the Cougars till about maybe midway through the first half of the season.
Yeah, I spent some time in the North American Hockey League with Springfield, and then I got moved to Minnesota, and then things just didn't work out there, and now I'm here.
You know what? I think things are working out pretty well here, though. You get to be in, you're at home, which is probably, I would imagine that's a nice thing, too, but also you guys are playing so well right now.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome being home and everything, and yeah, I'm just having so much fun here. The guys are great. And the coaching staff's awesome, and yeah, it's just a really fun experience.
Yeah, and for us watching and broadcasting the games, it's always fun to see you guys out there. You guys bring an exciting brand of hockey that people are probably reminiscent of if they watch the Blackhawks. Obviously, not to that same degree, but you guys have a similar style in some ways.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and we're not. Quite the Blackhawks.
No, right.
We're pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, just the way it's more about being a skilled game is what I mean when I say that, in the way that you guys approach it. Not obviously, when you talk about the Blackhawks, you're talking about one of the best teams in the world, but yeah. The way that it's sort of the same vein is how you guys are built. It is you really are more about your speed and then your physicality is with that, but you're not about being a physical team first. You're about being a good team first.
Yeah, we definitely got a lot of speed, and we have a lot of really good playmakers on our team, and just combining those two makes us really deadly offensively. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. And now moving forward, we talked about the Ileana Blackbirds game, but let's look forward to these now, the Dells Ducks games. Big games for you guys. You're only 1 point behind them now. Ileana helped you out a little bit there, splitting with them. A chance here to maybe get that first place spot. What are the expectations? Because now you've played against them a couple times going into this really a big series for you guys.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a huge series, and yeah, they're going to be great games. They're going to be close games, and we're just gotta work hard and keep it simple as we usually do. And yeah, hopefully we could come up on top.
Yeah, they're a tough team, and they always play you guys well. And it's kind of funny too because John Schwartz, who's the owner, that's his other team, one of his other teams. So it's a little funny in that aspect as well. But seeing this team a couple times now, that you guys split the last time, is there anything that they do a little bit different than some of the other teams, or what is it that when you're out there that you're seeing different when you're going against the Dells Ducks than say a team like Ileana?
Well, I guess the big thing is that they're really physical, so their D are always stepping up. They're always pressuring you, so you don't have a lot of time and space to do as much as you'd like to do against other teams.
That's really, especially when you talk about what you guys want to do offensively, that means you just have to make your decisions quicker and make sure that your passes are in the right places. Otherwise, they're going to cause a turnover and be going the other way.
Yeah, definitely.
That's I think that's a good way to put it, that they are a little more physical, and they're very. It seems like they're a really system based team, that they have one thing that they're really trying to do, and that's what they're going to do, and they're just going to keep doing it. I don't know if that's completely accurate, but that's from at least from just a bird's eye view of it.
Yeah, I'm not really sure, but I think so. Yeah, that sounds like about right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I know that they're pretty well coached too, so that's another thing. But I think you guys are as well. Brad is always has you guys making adjustments in game, anyways, regardless of what you see from a team. Talk about your experience here with the coaching staff coming to the Cougars, working with Brad and everybody else. How has that been?
Yeah, Brad's been awesome, actually. When I came here, he's just always pushing me to do my best and making me work hard to move me on to the next level. Not just me, everyone here. He's always, whenever we're working out, he's always encouraging kids. He's always pushing kids to the next level. And on the bench, he's always yelling, telling us what to do, telling us, like, the right plays to make. And, yeah, he's an awesome coach, and I enjoy playing for him.
Yeah, it's fun, and when we go down for interviews, sometimes I sometimes do the interviews, and you can always hear him outside of the rink. Like I've even heard him up in our broadcast when we're at the Sears Center sometimes.
Yeah.
You can even hear him up there sometimes. So I definitely think he's getting his message out. At least I know he's hearing you guys, that you guys are going to be able to hear him. You can't say that you don't hear him.
Yeah, we can always hear him on the ice, yeah.
So, Anthony, we've talked a lot about hockey here, talking with Anthony Sevane of the Chicago Cougars on Cougars All Access, Chicago Cougars All Access. What do you do off the ice? Because obviously, you know, there's a lot of time spent on the ice, and that's where the focus is. But everybody has things that they do outside. So what are some of the hobbies and just the different things that Anthony Sevane likes to do when he's away from the game?
Well, that's a pretty good question. I mean, we always work out every week with the Cougars. So,
right.
And then we have practice three times out of the week. So that keeps me really busy. And when I'm home, I just watch Netflix and relax and maybe get in another lift, maybe just to stay in shape as well.
Any like specific Netflix series that you've been watching?
I've been getting into kind of an old, not really old, but like Hell on Wheels or something, like the cowboy Netflix show or something like that. It was on AMC. And I just recently started watching that. I'm pretty hooked on that. So
I think Common was in that. In the beginning of that show, right? Yeah, I watched a little bit of it. I heard that was a good show. That's one that I definitely need to check out. Netflix is always a good thing to do when you're not, like, focusing on hockey. And since you're a local guy, I imagine that your favorite team in the NHL is the Blackhawks.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Favorite player? I got to ask that one, too.
Well, my favorite player is not on the Blackhawks, but, like Steven Stamkos from the Lightning, he's my favorite player. But on the Blackhawks, my favorite player, I guess, would be recently Artemi Panarin, because he's been tearing it up and he's always fun to watch.
Yeah, he is fun to watch, and Stamkos is really a fun guy to watch too, and always a good guy to have on your fantasy hockey team too, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I like that though, when guys like players that aren't on the team that they root for, because there's so much talent in the NHL, and hockey's just such a fun sport to watch, that if you're just focusing on one team, you're kind of doing yourself a disfavor. And if you're just focusing on one league, the AHL's fun to watch. Watching you guys in junior hockey too, there's so much good hockey that people can watch.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's tons of good hockey and tons of great talent out there.
Well, Anthony, it's been a pleasure having you on, man, and fun to get to know you a little bit better here. And obviously, big series coming up against the Dells Ducks. We wish you good luck in that one, and for that, and hope to have you on again sometime.
All right, awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you again. That was Anthony Sevane of the Chicago Cougars. We'll take a timeout now, and then we'll be back with more here on SportsTownChicago.com.